Huskies football coach Jeff Williams, and I guess in this mixed up world that we're in right now, to have the playoff scenario come out the way it did is good that the guys get to play one more game, and instead of the alternative of just having to pull the plug.
Yeah, it is a good deal, and obviously, you know, we would have preferred to have a bye on Tuesday, you know, as we earned, and take a few days off, and come back and start prepping for a second round game, and then hopefully a section championship. We're going to get our section championship on Tuesday, so, you know, what day are we? Friday? So Thursday night, we spent considerable time going over Rochester Mayo video in anticipation of this decision. So, you know, hopefully we've got a game plan in place that we can implement and get our kids up to speed on in a very short week. But, you know, there's no other option at this point with the Rochester making the decision that they're going to shut down all operations. No teams can play after Tuesday night. And Northfield, of course, already made that decision. So it would have left Owatonna and Austin eligible to play in the section, and that's not the scenario that we were looking for. So we'll go take our chances with Mayo on Tuesday night and see if we can win a title.
Does it seem that most of coaches or ADs, if you've had any contact with them among the six teams, that this was kind of an easy choice then to just play one game between the six teams and get everyone that last chance to play?
Well, interesting question. Early on in the process, you know, because this has been probably a three-day discussion between superintendents and school boards and ADs, and what is your school going to decide? So this scenario started to kind of pop up as a possibility probably 3 days ago.
Okay.
And initially there was some resistance. I mean, there are schools that are saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, we want to play our games as normal. Our school board hasn't shut down our school. Why are we kowtowing to districts that are making decisions that are different than ours? Ultimately, it was a very quick meeting today to certify the section playoff scenario as it now exists. And I think people have had an opportunity to kind of come to grips with the reality on the ground, which is COVID numbers are rising rapidly. School districts are responding to that. Kids are going to be distance learning. It's probably wise for us to wrap this up, make it as meaningful an end to the season as we possibly can for our kids. And, you know, the cool thing is every team in our section is going to be able to play one more game. We know how many practices we have left. We know, you know, when it's going to end, and we can work with our kids up until that point. And, you know, I think that's a blessing. And so I think everybody just kind of came to terms with that. This is probably the best decision.
Look back on the win over Northfield on Wednesday, 42-0 in the Huskies' favor.
Yeah, it was a good night for us. You know, we stalled a couple of times offensively in the red zone, which is something that we're going to have to get better at, because, you know, there were points left there on the field, and we were able to get a safety out of one of those, turnovers on downs inside the 3-yard line. We were able to convert on a safety. Zach Stronsky knocked the ball out of the back of the end zone, out of the quarterback's hand, and we were able to get the 2 points out of that. But we've got to finish with touchdowns, and Mayo is going to be a formidable opponent. It took everything that we had to find a way to win that game. Week one, 6 weeks have gone by. Both teams have improved, hopefully, and it's going to take a great effort. So there's some things coming out of the Northfield game that we do need to shore up. I thought our defense played extraordinarily well. I think Northfield had 2 first downs all night. They had under 30 yards of total offense. We swarmed their quarterback. We swarmed their running game. Mayo will present greater challenges, and we're just going to have to continue to improve, and that's always been the mantra. Make sure each week we're getting better. And, you know, now again, we know where we're pointing to and who we need to get, and so it'll be all hands on deck for 3 days.
What has Mayo been doing well offensively?
Well, they continue to throw the ball very well. They've got a really nice receiver core. Caden Holcomb, the coach's kid, an all-conference performer last year, is a sophomore, and he's kind of their go-to guy. Mason Gressith is a kid who hurt us against Mayo the first time we played him. Got good vertical speed down the field, makes some nice catches. So you can't really just focus in on one of their receivers. They've got a nice core, and their quarterback, Bennett Ellsworth, has got a rocket of an arm and is able to get the ball out very quickly, and so that will be a challenge. Their tailback, Devontae Simmons, is a big kind of strapping dude and very difficult to tackle and has got really good speed. And by and large, I thought we held him in check the first time that we saw him, but, you know, like Huber at Century, he's very much a threat for a big play every time he touches the ball, so that will be a challenge for us as well. And then, very frankly, their defense poses some issues for us. They do a nice job of swarming the football. They're very, very, very aggressive and blitz a lot, and we had a hard time protecting the quarterback last time. Braden had a great game, but he was running for his life most of the night, so our pass protection is going to have to improve so that we can, you know, mix in our balance of passing throughout the evening and hopefully give Braden a cleaner pocket than we did the first time.
All right. Owatonna closed out the regular season with that win on Wednesday night, 42-0 over Northfield. And again, for people that hadn't caught the new framework to the section playoffs, it is a one-game Tuesday night. Owatonna hosting Rochester Mayo, 7 o'clock. It is for the section championship. Owatonna and Mayo are the top two seeds. So that is the final game of the season coming up this Tuesday night. Jeff, good luck, and we'll see you at the field on Tuesday.
Sounds good, Roy. Thank you.
All right, Owatonna High School football coach Jeff Williams.